Welcome to PageCast, the podcast by Jonathan Wall Publishers that brings books to life. This festive season, we're stepping into the world of booksellers to uncover the stories behind the stories. Join us as we explore Johannesburg's literary scene, hearing directly from the experts, the booksellers themselves, about their top recommendations for the holidays. Whether you're searching for the perfect gift or your next great read, we've got you covered. Let's dive into the world of words and wonders.
Hi, everyone. I'm Raymond from Science and Beats. I just want to talk about one of my favorite books. It's called Sleeping Beauties by Stephen King. This book is absolutely amazing if you like a slightly fairy tale kind of book that deals with people and real life issues and a little bit of fantasy. I really enjoyed both of these books by George R.R. Martin. One, because this is actually like, if you liked King Arthur, you're going to love Duncan and Egg. Obviously, the history of the Targaryens, fire and blood. Who doesn't like to know where Westeros came from and how it was created? And then my all-time absolute favorite is Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss. If you love Harry Potter and you want a fantasy novel that's for an adult and you love the Harry Potter series, this is 100% the book for you.
Hi, my name is Maunsu from the Exclusive Books in Sandton City, and I'm going to tell you about a couple of books I really like from this year. We've got Stephen King's You Like It Darker. This is his latest release, a collection of short stories. He's been releasing them slower and slower over the course of his career, but every time he taps into the short stories, he shows why he's one of the greatest living authors on the planet. It's fantastic. About like 12, 13 really good ones in here. If you like him, read it. If you don't like him, read it and be convinced. It's really quite good. The next one I want to recommend is Children of Time by Adrian Tchaikovsky. He is a brilliant science fiction author, like one of the greatest doing it right now. This is the first book in a trilogy about human beings who escape Earth after a cataclysm and try to find a new home in the stars. And they find one, but it's not theirs. There's something else waiting, and they have to deal with that. Very, very good. Warning, if you're a bit afraid of spiders, give it a try anyway, but it's good. It's fantastic. And the final one, this is off of our Christmas list, so a really highly recommended book. There Are Tears in the Sky by Elif Shafak. If you're familiar with the author, you'll know that this is a really, really good writer. But even if you're not, it's a beautiful story. It follows three separate timelines and the connections that water draws between these people. It's lyrical, it's poetic, it's really beautiful. If you like writing that's like poetry, this is a really good book to read. I recommend it. I recommend all three. So pop in. Come and get them. You won't regret it.
Hi, guys. My name is Josh, and I'm sitting here at Sandton City Exclusive Books. And my first recommend is actually Iron Flame. It's been out for quite a while already. The first book has also been out for a while, and Onyx Storm is coming just in January. But I really, really actually love this book. The romance in it, and of course, it has dragons. Like, it's the perfect pair. And, you know, I can't really wait for book three to arrive. So if you really want anything to do with dragons, romance, or anything like this, I definitely recommend Iron Flame. My next recommend actually is a childhood favorite. I grew up with the Percy Jackson series. This is actually the one he released last year, The Chalice of Gods. And this is the new one, The Wrath of the Triple Goddess. Right now, I've actually read this one, and I can't actually wait to read this one. Percy Jackson's finally back. He's doing the things that we actually grew up with. The normal things, not so much battling gods, but just getting himself like flung out in the deep end, stuck in the ocean, things like that. Things that you really, really grew up with and loved about Percy Jackson. So if you really, really want any of these books, come down over here to Exclusive Books Sandton City.
Hi, I'm Abby from the branch in Exclusive Books in Sandton, and I'm going to go through a list of a few books that I really enjoyed this year. So I have Surrounded by Idiots by Thomas Erickson. It is a really great book. If you're looking for a psychology book that's not too technical, he expresses the difference between people behavior through stories rather than technical terms. So I really enjoyed this. The next book I have is The Eyes Are the Best Part by Monica Kim. This is her first debut novel. really good. She does write in quite short chapters, but the story itself is compelling. We want to know exactly what's happening next, and I think she really did a great job doing that. Another one I have, which is a bit dark and twisted, no pun intended, is Uzumaki by Junji Ito. This is just, so it's a manga, a book about how the whole world is essentially covered in spirals, and obviously dark, twisted, lots of spiraling through the story, and it's a really great read.
Hey, hi, this is Devoho, J.K. Palate. I'm a kids bookseller, so I have three books in here from kids section. So most of the time when we are selling, it's Christmas time. Most of the customers, they want to buy gift books for kids and everything. So individual books, sometimes it's a little bit thin. So I can recommend this one, The Bedtime, 5 minutes Bedtime Stories for Kids. It's classical books. It's nice due to the effect that it's plenty of stories in one. And the fans, there is no child who does not love a Shrek. So by reading this, you will know the character, you will enjoy Shrek even more because you will know who's Gingy, who's Wolfie, who's all of those characters of the Shrek. So it's a very nice gifty book for Christmas. Plenty of stories in one, so you cannot go wrong. Okay, number two, an opponent. Mam Grinam Shope, also combination of stories in one, our African stories. So also it's gifty because why? It has plenty of stories in one. So our African tales, the ones that our grannies, they used to narrate to us, it's very nice with an African theme and everything. So you definitely are not going to get wrong about it. Okay, Refilem Moahlodi, it's a very nice kids book about you a lot. You know, most of the kids, sometimes we are not telling them that you will love them and everything. So through this book, they will know that definitely they are loved and everything. So yeah, this are my recommends. So enjoy. Thank you.
Hi everyone, my name is Trenpila Mzangwa. I work as a bookseller at Exclusive Books Sandton City, and this is a stack of some of the books that I have read that I recommend to people. If you're looking to buy a Christmas gift or you want to gift someone some books to read over the holidays, these are some of my recommends. So firstly, we have The Four-Way Path, which is a book about the Indian spirituality. These are the guys that wrote the Ikigai as well. So if you're looking to delve into some psychology, some self-help book with a spiritual inspiration, this is one of the books that I recommend. And the second one that I have read is The Courage to be Disliked. If you are a recovering people's pleaser like me, I definitely recommend this book. It's a self-help book. It's a psychology book that you can delve into about finding the courage to find your own voice. And another book that I have read that I absolutely love is Disciple, Walking with God by Rorisang Tandagiso. She basically tells a story, a journey of basically where she started with walking with God as to how she got to where she is. It has some relatable content that I absolutely enjoy. So if you are a faith person, even if you're not a Christian, it's not a Bible study. It's a book that anyone can definitely read and get some inspiration over the holidays. Another one that I've read is You Get Better with Not Time But Love by Nolene Ngwenya. It's a poetry. I absolutely enjoyed it, and it has some concepts of finding love and learning better ways of how to love yourself. I definitely recommend this as well if someone is into poetry, or you know someone that you can get this lovely. These are absolutely my favorite that I also recommend as well. This was the first book that came out, and this is the second one that just came out. And When Things Don't Go Your Way by Hamin Suman. I definitely recommend these two as books that you could gift to people over the Christmas. You can buy them individually or you can buy them all together. They are also self-help, and they basically teach you about inspiration and about and about learning to slow down in life. So I definitely recommend these. I absolutely enjoyed. And finally, my favorites. They are not a sequel. Basically, it's Abby Dare's second book. She wrote this one with like a 4-year gap in between, which I absolutely enjoy because you can tell the maturity of the style of writing as well in between. So I read The Girl with the Louding Voice first, and then I read And So I Roar. I read it secondly. It still has the same character that continues within the book, but it's definitely individual reads separately. So if you are looking for books to gifts for fiction, African lit, definitely I recommend these two. And yeah, this is my favorite stack of the year.
Hi, everyone. I'm Christina, and I'm from the Mainland Exclusive Books. And for my festive recommendation, I have Fourth Wing. So I've read Fourth Wing already, finished it, and I loved it. I immersed myself in it, and you can take it gradually and slowly by reading it, but otherwise I think from there on, it's very fast going, and it was a pleasure reading this, I promise. And for the next one after Fourth Wing, we have Iron Flame. So I know maybe the covers and the sizes are not the same, but it is obviously a sequel. So we have Fourth Wing and we have Iron Flame after that. Haven't read Iron Flame yet, but I'm planning on reading it because Miss Melanie suggested that I do. But otherwise, I hope you guys will enjoy these two books and come to Exclusive Books Mainland and try yourself some copies. And before anything else, I am still, of course, reading Powerless. So I know a lot of you already know about Powerless, and there's also another one after Powerless. And I think three books already that she's written. And I haven't read the other two, of course, because obviously I'm still reading this one. But I loved it. Fantasy, if you're wondering what the genre is. And also with Fourth Wing, it was fantasy. I've never read fantasy before, but I suggest that you start with Fourth Wing just to get yourself going and you understand more about Fourth Wing. But Powerless is the one to go for after Fourth Wing and Iron Flame.
Hi, how are you? I am Salas Madondo from Exclusive Books Mainland. As we start our new year, I would recommend that everyone must read the book by Cal Newport. The book is deep work. As we are now, we are in the world where there are a lot of distractions, disturbances, our devices. So this book is about being focused. So we have to be successful. You know, it's not about the competition now. Right now, as we have got a lot of competition going on, it's about how good you are at what you are doing. So the book is about deep work, how you can be focused in this world. So I will recommend all of our clients, please, as we start our new year, get hold of this book. Your life will never be the same. You know, you have a very good year. Thanks so much.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I work at Exclusive Books in Mainland. And anytime someone comes up to me and asking me for a crime and thriller recommendation, my immediate thought is If We Were Villains by ML Rio. I like books that affect me emotionally, and this affected me so much. I give it a solid 4 out of 5 stars. I like books that affect me emotionally, and this did exactly that. The second that one of the main characters, Richard, was found in the lake, I knew I was immediately hooked. The book features unlikable characters, which is also very rare. Likeable characters are just, it's outdone. I love a character that I solidly just cannot stand. I like it when authors aren't afraid to write tragic endings. Not everything is a happy ending. And although this one didn't end tragically necessarily, it was still beautiful. I like it when authors aren't afraid to write tragic endings. The happy ending thing, we see it all the time. I like a book that just ends where it ends, and you have to accept that. And unfortunately, this book didn't do that. I would have ended it just a few pages earlier than it actually did, but it was still near perfection. I loved it so, so much, and I did not expect to like it as much as I did.
That's a wrap on this episode of PageCast, brought to you by Jonathan Ball Publishers. A huge thank you to the booksellers of Johannesburg for sharing their insights and festive recommendations. Remember, there's no better gift than the gift of a good book. So head to your local bookstore and discover something magical this season. Don't forget to subscribe to PageCast for more conversations about the books that shape our lives. Until next time, happy reading and happy holidays.